Good evening, people of God, and welcome once again to Blog Talk Radio. This is your conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. I do welcome you. On tonight, we're going to continue the teaching and continue the study on breaking demonic strongholds. Amen. We know that many in the body of Christ are struggling right now in this hour with strongholds. Amen. We know and we have discussed over the past 2 weeks that strongholds are, in fact, demonic kingdoms that establish themselves in the lives of believers, which hinder them from moving forward in the things of God to the maximized capacity that God predestined for them to be able to operate or function in. We know and do understand that God is our hedge of protection, but that hedge can be broken. According to the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse number 2, the Bible tells us that a curse causeless cannot come. Glory to God. A curse without a cause cannot manifest itself. That means you open the door and put holes in the walls of protection. Amen. Then a spirit of heaviness or demonic oppression can come in. That is definitely a demonic influence. Many are battling within this hour a spirit of heaviness and a spirit of depression. So before we go any step further on tonight, we're going to first enter in with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving on tonight. We come into your courts with praise, God, just to honor you, to praise you, and to adore you. Father, now in the name of Jesus, let every demonic kingdom be subject unto your word. I take authority over the spirits of the airwaves even now in the name of Jesus, and I subject them to the blood of the risen Savior. So, Father, now in the name of Jesus, cause healing to come forth in the lives of your people that are listening by way of airwaves, whoever may be listening by way of Facebook or the internet. God, I pray now abundant blessings to just rest on them. God, in the name of Jesus, whatever stronghold they may be battling with, we command it to cease and to break even now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you for what you're going to speak by way of this airwave on today. Even those that will come days later, months later, or even years later to hear what you are saying, God, will be healed, delivered, and set free. And, Father, I do glorify you, I exalt you, and I praise your name even now. In Jesus' name, amen. Talking about what is a spirit of heaviness and a spirit of depression. The Lord showed me in a moment of prayer that many in the body of Christ in this hour are battling the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is a spirit that just comes and it rests on a person, and it prevents that person from praying with the mandate and authority that has been delegated to you as a believer. It will hinder you from moving forward in the things of God. It will cause you to be sad, where you are walking around with a sad spirit, and you may not even know or understand why you feel some kind of way, but it is, in fact, a spirit of heaviness or depression that is running rampant in the airwaves even now. Heaviness means someone dark, somewhat dark, darkish, wax, dim, just weighty, just dull. It produced no fruit. It's a place of barrenness where the vision is dimmed. It will dim your vision. A spirit of heaviness will rob you of your hope, where you cannot feel or see the Lord in your life because it has you separated from God. It brings that heavy feeling, that feeling of oppression, and it even will quench your faith if you're not careful and if you do not recognize that it is, in fact, a spirit, a demonic spirit that infiltrates and come in and just began to just sit there and it rests there. When a person does not realize that that spirit is there, it will break your connection even with God if you're not careful. The hedge of protection is oftentimes broken down. It could be by sin. According to Ecclesiastes 10 and 8, the Bible tells us, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. A serpent shall bite him. Spiritual bondage will manifest as a spirit of heaviness. There are some symptoms that I'm going to go through on tonight that will help you to be able to identify, am I in fact battling with a spirit of heaviness. It's this thing that is just resting on me, causing me to infiltrate over into a place of depression. Listen, people of God, if you do not recognize the fact that it is, in fact, a spirit that will attach itself to you and that will wreak havoc in your life and develop, cause a demonic kingdom to be established on the inside of you, a fortress, it will take up residency, which ultimately leads to depression. There are some demonic spirits that will enter in because they have a legal right to do so that will open the way and pave the way and make way for depression to come in and rest on you. Sometimes these are things that you may not even know, understand, or realize that are there. That's why I'm going to enlighten you on this evening so that you have an understanding of actually what is going on. We know that because we know and realize that Satan operates off of legality, what he has a legal right to be able to do in your life. That's the place where he will begin to try to wreak havoc because he has a right to do so. So on tonight, we're going to break the strong man of oppression and the spirit of heaviness by identifying the things which will give Satan a right to come up and take up residency in your life. The first thing that I'm going to talk about is sin. Sin is the chief legal right that a demon has. Our sins and the sins of our ancestors are legal rights for the entryway of demons and demonic spirits. Demons came down the family tree as familiar spirits, but they are only demonic influences. They will try you because of a bent generational sins to get you to sin. Say, for example, if your grandfather's sinned in an area, if you're not careful and recognize and identify the fact that it is sin and it's something that separates you from God, generational things can be passed on to you. Things that develop bad character traits are an inheritance from generations before. Other legal rights that demons have could be curses that have come down to us by way of soul ties. Someone may say, well, what is a soul tie? A soul tie is when you develop a bond or a connection with someone that connects your soul to their soul. The biggest one would be outside of a marital relationship. Ties develop when a person has sex outside of the marital bed. You cannot forget that person after you marry someone else unless that soul tie is broken. That can open way in your life to oppression. Objects that you bring into your home can give a legal right for demonic spirits to torment you with a spirit of heaviness. Many objects from other cultures that have been dedicated to foreign gods, they qualify as an abomination unto the Lord according to the word of God. And those things can open the gateway for demonic infiltration to come in. Statues and things of that nature that other cultures may have had or they may have worshipped, that sometimes those things, we may not even realize, but those things could represent a god to another culture. So you have to be very careful about bringing objects into your home that you're not familiar with their source or what they represent. Physical, emotional, or psychological trauma will also produce a spirit of heaviness. It will also produce a spirit of fear. A spirit of rejection will also cause you to become spiritually oppressed. Glory to God. People, we are identifying these things on tonight so that we can become free, that we can walk in that place of freedom, serving God at a maximized capacity that he gets all the glory out of our lives. There are some things that, some different symptoms that would be able to identify whether you are being demonically oppressed. They will bring along symptoms with them. I'm just going to go down a long list. 30 minutes is not enough time by Blog Talk Radio or Spreaker to give you everything that the Lord has given me concerning the breaking of demonic strongholds. But if you are dealing with or you are battling with uncontrollable feelings, it could very well mean that you are battling with a demonic oppression or a spirit of heaviness, massive hatred or fear, irrational guilt, uncontrollably and belittling thoughts, blasphemous thoughts against even the word of God could be that the enemy has somehow have a legal right to come in and begin to wreak havoc in your life. Horrific dreams that causes terror or fear are oftentimes a symptom that lets you know you could be under demonic oppression. Homicidal thoughts, thoughts of suicide, low self-esteem, abnormal medical problems, whether it's seizures or convulsions, anything that is contrary to the word of God could represent demonic oppression or depression based on a spirit of heaviness that can come in. If you're battling with pain or acute feelings of pain, it could be that something demonic is also going on. Sudden chills or overwhelming the heat in the body. Terrible headaches unexplainably. Not just your normal migraines, but they have escalated to a different place where you find yourself in bed for days. Could be that you are battling with the spirit of heaviness, and the spirit of oppression has come in and beginning to sit there so that you would roll over into a state of being depressed. If you're always having, if you're hearing voices that are not your own in your mind, that could be that there is some sort of demonic oppression. If you're talking to yourself, answering your own self, it could be a sign of demonic oppression. Yes, people of God, that is not a normal thing. Glory to God. Cognitive dilemmas, loss of time, blackout. Many people black out at different times and can't remember what they did, where they were, who they were with. That could be a sign that there is something that is going on. Other symptoms would be if you're accident prone, always breaking bones, things of that nature could identify that there is a curse that is in operation, or it could be that a portal somewhere in your life is open and Satan have a legal right to reside there. Persistent oppression and sadness. It is not a normal thing, people of God, to be sad all the time. So many in the body of Christ walk around with their head bowed down all the time because of their situations, what they're dealing with, what they're going through. But we do not realize that to walk around all the time with our heads bowed down could be a sign that some type of demonic spirit is in operation in our lives. But the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And because the joy of the Lord is our strength, we should have some ammunition within us that would help us to be able to pick up our bowed down heads. That's why the Bible says, pick up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye everlasting more, and that the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Lord God Almighty, strong in battle. Glory to God. So we can lift up our heads. Glory to God, giving him all the praise. But if we find that the situation it places us in a place of consistently sad all the time with no break in it, then it could be that there's something going on, a spirit of heaviness. Negative conversations all the time. Everything that comes out of our mouth, just negative and foul, it could very well be that it's another spirit that is speaking through us. If that is becomes the norm of who we are. Self-defeating thoughts, chronic illnesses, repetitively, over and over, sick all the time, could be demonic oppression of some sort. Inability to concentrate or to focus could be some type of demonic oppression. Feeling like you have a band around your head, extreme fear, constant nail biting, always afraid, anxiety, phobias, fear of this and fear of that, just phobias are in action in your life. Could be that there is some form of demonic oppression. Abnormal irritability all the time, just irritable, just angry. Could be that there is a portal somewhere open. Violent, reckless behavior, demonic oppression. Glory to God, depression, heaviness, all resting there. Hearing voices and sounds. Could be demonic oppression, irrational guilt and shame. Even once you repent it, could be that something else is going on. Addictions that you can't control, whether it's gambling, whether it's drugs, alcohol, shopping, pornography, masturbation. I sure will say condemn your side. Yes, masturbation, lust, fantasy, lust. All these things that people become addicted to that nobody wants to talk about are all demonic strongholds that establish themselves in the lives of people in the body of Christ, and it hinders them from going forward because nobody wants to deal with these things. Feelings of unworthiness, insecure feelings, self-cutting, self-sabotage, self-destructive, being attacked in the night by sexual demons, whether it's incubus or succubus, could very well be that there is, in fact, something else that is going on in your life. Glory to God. All of these things, people of God, they are not normal, and they do, in fact, cause havoc and wreak havoc in your life. Amen. We are exposing the enemy on tonight, and we're putting the devil to shame. He will not hinder the people of God from going to that next place in God, from going to that next level in God, from continuing to do the things that God is calling them to do. And if we identify these things, then let us know that we are already victorious, glory to God. So as we continue to go forward, you're going to see even the more desire to do what is right, but can never carry out anything. It very well could be that something is blocking you somewhere. Eating obsessions, whether bulimia or anorexia, overeating, could be all these things, could be a sign that something somewhere is open. Irrational late laughter and crying for no apparent reason, just start laughing. Nobody's saying anything to you. Nobody's doing anything to you. You're not looking at anything funny, but just to start laughing or just to start crying could very well be a sign of demonic oppression. Negative reactions to the name and the blood of Jesus, whether it's verbally or through body language, could be demonic oppression. Vulgar language and action. Loss of time from minutes to hours, ending up somewhere not knowing how you got there. Regularly doing things of which there is no memory could be a sign of demonic oppression, and it also could be linked to mental insanity. Glory to God. Extreme sleeplessness around spiritual things such as reading the word of God, listening to the preached word or the taught word could be a sign that something else is going on. A demonstration of extraordinary ability on the line of the occult, EST or telekinesis, could very well be demonic oppression. We know that that is demonic oppression. It can be, but we know that it is, in fact, demonic oppression. Supernatural experiences that where objects are moving and just crazy things that are going on, nowhere linked to scripture or the word, unexplainable activities could very well be a demonic portal open somewhere. Physical ailment could be a sign of demonic oppression. Glory to God. All these things, people of God, long-term illnesses and diseases, having sexual desires for someone of the same sex, constant feelings of worthlessness, could all, disregarding and having a major dislike, even for self, could be a sign of some type of demonic oppression and strongholds that is going on. But even on this line on tonight, I hear the Lord saying that I'm breaking all evil curses and spells. That is on this line on tonight. Curses of word curses that have been spoken over your life that have caused you to infiltrate and go into a dark place where you cannot progress forward in the things of God. We dismantle that strong man in your life on today. Hexes and vexes and spells, we break the bands of the wicked one even now by way of airways in the name of Jesus. And I subject every spoken curse to the word of God and the blood of Jesus on this line, and I command it to break in Jesus' name, that it will no longer hinder you from moving forward in that place that God predestined for your life. Glory to God. As we begin to think about all of these things that I listed on this evening that you could just kind of hear, many are being harassed and tormented by the spirit of depression and oppression. It wants to take your joy. It wants to take your zeal for God. It wants to take your zeal for life. That spirit is is one of those spirits that come in and it try to block you and stop you from advancing the things of God. But on tonight, we are letting the enemy know that he has no right, no legal authority. Once the legality has been identified, no longer can the enemy hold that legal thing over you on tonight. All you've got to do is come into agreement with God and come to a place of repentance, whatever it may be, and say, Father, I ask that you forgive me even now that I put any other God before you. Idolatry, where for God in the commands that he has given unto us in accordance to Deuteronomy 28. I encourage you all that are listening to go through and read Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about if you obey me and if you keep my commandments, these are the blessings that the Lord will release over your life. When you keep the commandments of God, he will cause demonic kingdoms that have established themselves in your life to literally be destroyed. You will see with your own eyes those demonic kingdoms unraveling themselves because they will lose the grip over your life. Glory to God. That's why if the enemy can keep you at a place where you don't honor God, where you dishonor the things of God and cause you to have no reverence of God and what he has called us to, do we not know and realize and understand that we were created to worship and serve him, glory to God? Anything other than that, put us in a place where we are separated from God. Hallelujah. So with that being said, when you look at Deuteronomy 28 from the beginning all the way to the end, verse number 1 through 14, the Bible talks about all these blessings that God will give us if we obey him. But if you read the remaining piece of that passage of scripture, which most people don't want to read, but I'm telling you, it will help you to be able to identify the place in your own life where Satan has a legal right to develop a kingdom in you that will create a stronghold, a fortress that will bind you and confine you. That is the purpose of demonic fortresses and kingdoms, to bind you and confine you so that you will not progress in God, that you will not be stable in the things of God. It caused you to be here and there and all over the place mentally as well as spiritually. My God, God says, I'm trying to help somebody on this line on tonight. God wants us to take that authority that he has given unto us and walk in the mandated authority that he has given unto us. In that passage of scripture in Deuteronomy 28, and if you read from 15, 16 on down to the end, it talks about that if we do not obey God, then all of these curses will be our portion. Everything that is listed in that Bible, if we are not careful, if we do not stay at a place, not perfection, but that we live a repentant lifestyle where our life is bringing glory and honor to God, then the enemy will somehow try to infiltrate in and look for an opening so that he can come in and wreak havoc. Glory to God. But once you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, then no longer can he bind you and no longer can he confine you. Glory be to God. We know that right now we see a lot of this going on where people are dibbling and dabbling in the occult. That's one of those areas that a lot of people don't even want to touch. The word occult comes from a Latin origin, which means something hidden or concealed. The word occult is divination and practice. Israel went into captivity for occult practices. Yes, they went into captivity. That means they went into bondage. They went into a place where they were separated from God. Strongholds began to develop in their lives to the point where they could not progress and move forward in God. Let's take a look at some of these hidden things that are concealed things. And we sometimes as people just think that they're innocent things that just that we do, but I'm here to beg the enemy to differ and to expose the devil and bring him shame. Are you personally involved in the occult? Have you ever been involved in yoga, acupuncture, muscle testing, vibration of essential oils and therapeutic touch, Reiki, which is energy healing, some of these homeopathic things can cause you to get into a place where you are now in the occult, where you are doing some hidden things, some concealed things. Now, I'm not talking about using natural herbs or things like that. That's not what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about some of this occult that you see on TV and you hear about it. You see it on the internet, you see it on Facebook, you see it everywhere. Have you brought any statues of false gods into your home? Do you have any unforgiveness towards others? Do you even have any unforgiveness towards yourself or an organization? Do you have any personal sins that you have dealt with or that you're dealing with or that you're battling with even now? By way of airways, God says, I'm trying to set you free right where you are. I'm trying to free you in your homes. I'm trying to free you as you're driving down the road in your vehicles. I'm trying to free you by Facebook. I'm trying to free you. When you become free, the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God says, I'm trying to free you up so that you can move forward in me in advance. God said, I want you to be able to occupy everything that I have for your life. He said, I want to show you some different chambers in me. Oh, God, that you have never even seen before, glory to God. But if we don't get rid of some of these strongholds and deal with some of these things that confine us and bind us, that we can never move forward in God. These secret things, people of God, pornography, adultery, masturbation, fornication, lust of the flesh, all these things, people of God, is going to hinder you. They are strongholds that, if not careful, they will cause you to wrap over into a place where now you're depressed. These things, these portals that we open our souls up to, even these sexual acts of impurity. Oh, God, help somebody tonight. God is saying these things, people of God, they cause you to, not only are you sinning against God, but you're sinning against yourself. He's trying to help somebody on this evening. Glory to God. Have you done any of these things? If you have, you don't have to tell me, because I'm not the Messiah. I can't save you. But we have a God which sits in heaven that you can go to him and say, Father, here I am. Even by way of this phone line on this evening. Just say, Father, here I am. Take me in my broken state, with the spirit of heaviness that rests on me. God, I can't move forward in you. I can't progress, because every time I try to progress, I got shackles on my feet. I'm weighted down in the spirit. I find that the joy that I used to have, the zeal, is no longer there. So, God, now in Jesus' name, I ask you, Lord God, that you would expose the portals in my life that have been open to the enemy, that will cause the enemy to have a legal right to attack me, that will cause the enemy to have a legal right to bind me or confine me. God, I want to be free to serve you and to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. So, God, I ask you now in Jesus' name that you would expose every area in my life in a secret place, God, that it would not bring shame unto me, Father, that it would not bring shame unto you, God. But God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, if you find any area that's within me, glory be to God, I ask you now that you would purge me, glory to God. I ask you now, God, that you would wash me with hyssop, that I may be made white as snow. God, I ask you that you would purify my hands, God, that anything that I touch you can bless, God. I ask you now, God, that you would purify my walk with you, Lord, so that my walk will be pleasing unto you, God. God, I ask that you would clean up the way that I've talked, God, that even as I speak, God, I'm only speaking the oracles of you. Whoever this is for on tonight, just begin to lift your hands wherever you are and begin to give your God glory. God said, I see the cry. He said, I've heard the petition, glory be to God. And God is saying unto you, if you're listening on this evening, he said, a transition is getting ready to take place in your life. God is saying, a shifting is getting ready to take place in your life. There's going to be a breaking that's getting ready to take place in your life. God is saying, you may have been at a place of stagnancy because of strongholds that have hindered you. Glory be to God. Some of them may not have even been because they were your fault. It may have been that something was passed down to you through the bloodline. God, on tonight, tell the breaking in the bloodline, God, back to the third and the fourth generation, God. We come against the curse of the adversary, God, that may have been over the lives of your people, oh God. So, Father, we ask you now in Jesus' name that as we touch and agree one with another by way of this telephone call, God, that you will move mightily by your spirit, God. And we decree and we declare, Lord God, that testimonies and praise reports, God, will come forth about the what you have done in their lives, God, that the shifting will take place even as we leave off this line on tonight, Father. And God, we just bless you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. But we know that you are a faithful God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask you for or think of. And while we're on this line, God, giving your name the glory and the praise, exposing the plans of the enemy, God, I thank you for the breaking. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've already done it for your people, God. So let them leave away refreshed and rejuvenated on this evening, God. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Until we meet together again next week by Blog Talk Radio or by Spreaker, do be blessed. Glory to God. Share with someone else that they can come and join us right here next week from 6:30 until 7 p.m. Until then, be blessed. Glory to God.